Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent. Marco, how about yourself? It's another Wednesday night.
I am doing superb.
Outstanding. You know, Wednesday night, Bigfoot Live radio show here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard and 10 p.m. Eastern for us people on this side of the world. You know, you people over there on that West Coast, you still got a little sun going, I'm guessing, right now.
Well, it's not dark yet. It's sunset.
Well, you know, we get darker a lot sooner than you. That means we get Bigfoot action a lot sooner than you guys up here.
That's it.
You know, I have to start off this evening with, you know, I try to understand why people and actually websites, I mean, you have to dig through so much stuff nowadays. I mean, the internet is good for one thing and bad for another. It's good to try to find credible information if it's out there anymore, but I've seen it that every year it's just degrading and degrading and degrading, and then all this non-credible information that you have to grab a hold of because it's something new and exciting, then you got to start researching it, digging through it, checking out other stuff to make sure, calling your people in the area that you know that are up there. I found this article a couple days ago. Actually, I found it today. I want to read it to you guys because it comes across as something that's really credible. It was called, first off, it's from BreakingNews247.net. First off, it clicked in my memory because about a year and a half ago they put something up here also. Bigfoot is being used as clickbait. It starts off with, here's the title, and it was published Wednesday, 29th of August. It's got 105,000 shares already. It says, confirmed body of Sasquatch found near Jamestown, Pennsylvania. Got a big old picture of Bigfoot, the Patterson look. It says, DCNR officials have confirmed the partially decomposed body found on the south end of Pimantuning Reservoir near Jamestown is that of the elusive Sasquatch. The body has been sent to a lab in Erie for further testing to determine age, sex, and origin. DCNR officials have declined further comment besides confirming that it was indeed a Sasquatch. So, you know, you read it and you're going, oh my God, there's almost 100,000 shares on this. It was Bigfoot captured? Were we lost? No, Bigfoot wasn't. I called the DCNR down there and they were like, oh, you guys are reading that BreakingNews247.net. Once again, they're using Bigfoot as clickbait to get you on their website. It blows me away. It's not only deplorable, you know, a lot of people waste their time, like myself, and I'm sure all these other people that shared it with whoever they did, you know, thinking that the creature was captured. And that's just totally wrong. What do you think about that, Marco? What do you think about that, Marco? Marco, well, you there?
I got to reach for my phone. I got my headset and other stuff I'm going to do. I'm trying to finagle the stream.
gotcha.
No, I agree with what you're saying there, TJ, and I agree with that. And it's just, sometimes, you know, it's hard to guess what what's going to happen, right?
Well, yeah, it is. But like I said, you know, they're actually doing a disservice to us, you know, and then we go and, you know, we hit their website so they get a view, you know. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, we're out here trying to do legitimate research to prove that this creature exists, and there are actually websites out there realizing that there's such a community out there that actually will believe anything, and going by the shares, my goodness, you know, it's been out today. 105,000 shares already, and then it took just a little bit of research. I started digging a little deeper, and I went, whoa. I go to my save file, and they put a thing up about a year ago that a hunter, okay, was in Montana, and I think it said that he raped him or something, you know, something like that. But it's just crazy. Sometimes it's just my blood boiling a little bit. And it's in Pennsylvania. Check this out. So I've been talking to folks in Pennsylvania here in the past week or so, and even today or yesterday, and they're seeing the creature, and they're seeing a white and gray one, not in one spot, but in two spots. One of our guests is Jimmy Boot. He'll be on a little bit later. He's seeing a creature. And then we got Ron Johnson. He's from Pennsylvania. And I was just talking to him before the show, and he says, you know, the creature that we seen was white and gray. And I went, click. Jimmy Boots, Ron Johnson, Pennsylvania, they must be close. But, you know, a little company business first. You know, we all know that, you know, a company's public and we're making movies. And actually our first of the Mutations and Mutilations Bigfoot series is coming out. And that's actually at Amazon. And I think, did you put a link up for that, Marco?
I couldn't get it up. We don't see, the only place we have a place where we have a website is my Bigfoot Live website.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can't post anything on blog.
Our webmaster put it on today.
Awesome. So we got it up at searchingforbigfoot.com, folks. You can go over to searchingforbigfoot.com. You can see the trailer there. You can follow that link to Amazon where we've got all our movies plus a brand new one, the one that was 2 years in the making. It's up there. But
Brutal Bigfoot.
We've got some company news to talk about tonight, and we're going to be bringing on our CFO, Sarah Reynolds, who's going to come on and give us a little news. Sarah, how are you this evening?
I am doing very well today. It's been an awesome day for Bigfoot.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And I'm sure everybody's going, CFO? Why would a CFO come on? Well, because it's that big of news, folks. And well, she's going to tell you exactly right the way it's supposed to be. Because, you know, when you're with the SEC, you gotta cross your I's and dot your T's. Did anybody catch that? Did anybody catch that? Okay. So, Sarah, the floor is yours for the next however long you need.
Okay. Well, I don't need too long. We have put out a press release. We have signed a letter of intent with Greenfoot Technologies to acquire their business. They are a high-end technical staffing firm. They do the IT staffing and, anything you need to do with tech, they staff it for you if you need them. So they are well-known in the industry, and they have signed a letter of intent, and we are actually going to acquire their entire business. So it has been a pretty intense negotiation, but it culminated today, and we are finalizing all the acquisition, crossing our T's and dotting our I's, and getting the acquisition contract put together. So that should be coming out soon. We did a press release today, so look for that coming out on the website and on iHub. And if you have any questions, there's contact information on the website.
Outstanding. So pretty much these guys can do all our new movies that are coming up. They can do all our CGI work for us too.
Yes. I've already discussed that with them, and they're also very interested in writing a game for us.
Oh, outstanding. Bigfoot, the hunt for, searching for Bigfoot, find him across. Oh, a lot of things are flooding into my mind right now. Well, awesome. That's great news, Sarah. We appreciate that. Before we know you got a lot of things, is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to thank for the Bigfoot community for the support and just paying attention to what's going on and letting us know, keeping us up to date.
Outstanding. Well, you heard it there, folks. Searching for Bigfoot, Bigfoot Project Investments have acquired Greenfoot Technologies, and we're looking forward to this great venture and moving forward to hopefully building this business to the greatest heights a company can be, especially when it has to do with Bigfoot. Pretty big news, huh, Marco?
Yes.
Outstanding. So, folks, once again, we're here at Wednesday night with Searching on Bigfoot Live Radio Show, where we talk Bigfoot with all our guests, and we hear from people all around the U.S. And I want to bring in our guest. Our first guest, his name is Johnny Boots from Pennsylvania. Johnny has some information that's blowing me away. Johnny, how are you this evening?
I'm good, but it's Jimmy Boots.
Jimmy. I'll get it. Jimmy. So, you know, Jimmy here had an encounter here probably about 5 months ago. And I don't know if you've been listening or not, Jimmy, but I was talking to Ron, who's going to be on a little bit later. Actually, might be on now. Might be able to jump in and ask a couple questions. Was telling me that the creature in Pennsylvania where he's at was white and gray also. But, I give you the stage and kind of share with, the audience, like we did earlier yesterday evening, kind of what happened. Everybody would love to hear what's going on up there in Pennsylvania.
I sure will. Well, I'll tell you what. I've been in the paranormal field all my life, and I am somebody that they call haunted person or a sensitive. I see spirits, yada, yada. I live in Pennsylvania, and I live on a 13-acre property. We have bear and coyote and all that here. So at night when I go outside to take the trash out or anything, I bring a flashlight. It's actually a big spotlight, and I shine it around like my pond and so forth like that. And so I shine it over to the other side of the pond, and I see these eyes looking at me. So I'm thinking, oh, shoot, we got some bear. There's been some bear around lately, not far from us, but not really in our town. So I'm looking over there, and where the pond is on the other side, I remembered that it popped down like 5 to 7 feet. And I'm thinking, in some areas it might be 3 feet, you know, it's up and down through there. But I remember looking over thinking, you know, wow, there, and it was two of them, and they were hiding behind a tree, and he kept, like, sticking his head out, looking at me, almost like he didn't want me to see him, but he was watching me, and this went on for about a minute or two, and I said, man, I gotta go get Liz and show her this. So as I turn around to run in the house, I hear a tree break, and I mean, it was loud, just like a tree would go down in a windstorm.
Right.
And then another one. So there were two breaks. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? So I shine the light back over, I'm looking, and then to the right of them, or to the left of them, my right, I see two more animals, or whatever they were at the time. And those were standing on their regular two legs. And they were smaller than the two other ones I was looking at. So finally I run in the house and tell her what's going on. So then they were gone. A few days later, or maybe it might have been a little longer, but I was outside with my dog. And it was probably, I would say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was very hot. And I said, let's walk. It was getting warm. I said, let's walk in the shade. So we walked towards the shade, and I heard what sounded like somebody took a stick and hit a tree. And it was
interesting.
And it freaked me and the dog out. So I remember seeing something. I don't know a lot about it. I don't study Bigfoot. I'm not into Bigfoot. I know about them as far as from hearing from people talking about them and so forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a stick and tried to hit the tree to see if I could get it as loud like that, and it was physically impossible. There's no way, you know, and I'm a 220-pound man, and I could not make that sound. So I grabbed my camera. Actually, my phone, I'm sorry, it was before I did the test with the stick, but I grabbed my phone, I went over there and tried to look to see what I could see, and I had the video running, and I didn't see anything, I couldn't see anything, and but I did get a growl, and I do have that, so that was all that got on that, but about a day or two later, we were out watching our motorcycles. And we heard a growl that was so loud. And so this means it was like right over the other side of the pond, like very close to us. Couldn't see anything, but we could hear it. So I'm starting to really kind of freak out thinking, what's going on, man? You know, I'm in the paranormal, and people are going to think, what, she's just got to see Bigfoot now? Really? You know? And all this stuff going through my mind. Trying to figure out, you know, who to talk to about. I didn't know. And then another event happened, and I was sitting there working, and I looked at my security cameras, and on the security cameras website, I said, you know, I better go out and clean these things. I don't even know why I decided to do it. But it was like 1 in the morning. So I go out my front door, and I'm on the chair, actually sitting there in front there, and start wiping it off with a little dust mop. And lying down, I looked left, and I couldn't believe it. There was this, I'm not even going to use the words that I was saying, but it was huge. What I seen was, it was white and gray. The gray was like a light, dingy gray with the white mixed together, mixed in kind. It stood up as it was standing up, it was turning away from me. I'd never seen its face, but he was one big son of a gun. And I don't know, I didn't know what to say. I went and grabbed my gun, I went and grabbed the flashlight, and then I started looking for it, and then someone told me don't do it, because I didn't want to. Let's say he was real, and he comes at me, and I shoot and kill him. I actually thought about that and thought what people would think of me. If I killed one of them, they would hate me.
Right.
I sure did. I couldn't hear him moving much. I only heard him for maybe, he took off running once, and I could hear him, for a few seconds. Like he just,
right.
So I don't know why this happened. I've been freaking out. I didn't know who to call. It took me several weeks to actually get the nerve to even call somebody. And I found a guy. His name was Timothy Reiner. I think I put his name wrong. But anyways, he does a podcast called Strange Familiars up here in Pennsylvania. And he talked to me. It was very nice. And he came out here and he looked. And he did find evidence that something of a, that they, you call Bigfoot might have been there. So, but that's what happened. And I always hear, I started reading about some of this after this, and you hear people seeing it once, maybe twice, but me to have four encounters with it.
Right.
So
let me ask you this real fast. So you're out there, you're seeing something, you don't know what it is. What made you, did you go do some research and figure out it was a Bigfoot? Or when did you go, wow, this is a Bigfoot?
Well, at first I didn't know what to think. But, when you do the year, I'm into paranormal, so you see a lot of Bigfoot stuff also on, like, YouTube and so forth, So I was familiar with something about them. And I did hear about people. Well, actually, I didn't hear about that until after I seen them, but we had two other people that were very credible here in Lewisberry that seen them, and in the same area except a little farther away. And I started like I said, more after that. And I'm going to tell you right now, it really messed with my head bad. It did. I didn't know what people would think of.
Sure you did. You got to kind of wonder. But when, and I'm trying to remember, make sure it was right, a fire chief also seen one, and a doctor?
No, the business owner.
And a business owner.
He's got three or four minutes of tape of him.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. I'd love to see that,
Yeah, me too.
Is it the white one, or you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it. No, I have not seen it yet, no.
Yeah?
No.
Okay. So you're where in Pennsylvania again?
Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. We're kind of between York, Pennsylvania, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, down below school Round Top.
Okay. Marco, is Ron out there right now? Is he off mute?
Yeah, he's on.
Ron?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here.
I'm just trying to figure out between where you're at and where Jimmy is, because you both saw a white and gray one. Jimmy, meet Ron.
No, I ain't seen a white and gray. You must be having me mistaken with somebody else. But I live up by the New York State line, north of Williamsport. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now you got me thinking, because I was just on the phone. I thought I was speaking to you.
No.
No, that was actually...
Where?
I was actually speaking to...
I was just going
to
ask you to take
somebody.
A glass in the kitchen for me.
Yep. Yeah. Huh. That's the way that works. No problem. Now, Ron, wasn't I just talking to you before the show?
No. I texted you and that was about it. I asked you when you were coming to PA.
Right. No, okay, we were texting, but I was just talking to someone, Marco, right when the show started, before the show started, 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was talking to you.
What? Who's this?
No, Ron? We were talking to Jimmy.
No, we weren't. I was talking to, I thought it was Ron.
There wasn't anybody else.
No.
It was only me, you and Jimmy on.
That was you, Jimmy, I was talking to?
Well, you told me there's somebody else that's seen the white one up here, too.
Okay. God dang it. I got everybody mixed up. That's okay. I thought you were somebody else. Okay, Jimmy. Sorry about that. My
it's
fault.
All right, TJ. You know you have to put a name with a number.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that's radio, folks. You know, I was getting really excited. I'm like, I got two people in Pennsylvania. They must be living next to each other, especially when they saw a white and gray one. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, Tommy, or just so you know, TJ, we got Youngblood and Leo, and we also have Doyle.
Awesome. Hey, Jimmy, I'm sure my other buddies on here would like to probably ask you a couple questions about it. Do you mind?
Of course. No, not one bit. Not one bit.
Awesome. We'll start with Doyle because I know Doyle's probably brain's probably going, oh, my God. Doyle, how you doing this evening, buddy?
Buddy, if I was any happier, I'd be in Disneyland right now.
Oh, I'm telling you. So what do you hear? You know, Jimmy here's talking about that white and gray Bigfoot. You know, what do you think? You have
yes.
any questions for him? Go ahead.
No, it's perfect. That's perfect for everything we've looked for all over the country. You know, there's different. They are the same species, but they have different attributes depending on what part of the country they live in, which helps mm-hmm. them disguise better. You understand what I'm saying? Like we've got the skunk ape down in Florida.
Right.
And, you know, he's a skinnier, you know, leaner creature that can move through the muddy swamps and stuff faster, where up in the great Northwest, you've got the bigger beasts, you know, that like the Patterson film. You've got all that, but like in Pennsylvania, man, you have a lot of snow in Pennsylvania, don't you?
We do. It was a very long winter this year.
Yeah, and that gray and white would be excellent, just natural camouflage for where anything would adapt to that. That kind of environment.
Right. It makes sense.
And that just makes sense to me. And you actually saw this thing, what did you say, four times?
Well, okay, I seen him. I had four encounters with him. Tom, I was able to see the silhouettes of him, the outlines of him, but I didn't see him until he was next to my house. And he was actually getting up and turning away. And we figured out what he was doing is he was looking through our window. We have a little window in the kitchen, and we lost a little stick to close the blind, and they had been
right.
open. He was sitting there watching the window, and you could see that the next day when I went out there where he was sitting, and this guy was huge, you know. And dummy man,
awesome.
Didn't even look for footprints or anything like that, you know.
give me an idea of how huge he was. I mean, just how big is the boy?
He was wide as like maybe I'm 200 and well, actually I lost some weight, so I'm about 210. Well, we all lie a little bit, but maybe three of me wide. He was big.
Wow.
And like I told Liz, I said, well, you know, it kind of makes sense a little bit. Dogs, animals, they get more hair and gain weight in the wintertime. You know, and I
well,
thought
sure,
maybe
like
that's
anything possible. Would, you know.
Exactly.
I used to have a husky dog, a Siberian husky. And in the winter time, he would gain his fur, and he would look like he weighed 300 pounds, but it was just all fur. In the summertime,
right.
he would shed, and the darn thing looked like a poodle. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, as far as like these things, I'm sure they shed and do just like all of us do. You know, all of us grow hair, we shed, we get our hair cut down, which if we didn't, we'd probably shed hair. I don't know, but it's just amazing, a story. I would love to go up there and speak with you guys and just hang out with you guys for a few days and go take a look at what you're looking at there. I mean, I think it'd be a great expedition, don't you, Tommy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Ron, where are you at, Ron?
Yeah. It's called Bentley Creek.
Bentley Creek. How far are you from Jimmy?
From where?
From like Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
About 5 hours north.
Yeah, he's up by the line. Yeah.
Okay. We'll probably have to get it.
Yeah,
put
you go right straight
on the map to get up there.
It'd be right up
go ahead.
Route 15.
Oh, I would love to come up there sometime and check it out and just hang out with you guys. And you know, 5 hours is no time travel for us because we travel for how many hours a day, Tommy? 20 hours a day and driving just alone.
You know it, man, how long it takes to get somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's no problem. Time is no problem. Travel is no problem.
I'm an hour
from
the Maryland.
Let me get over.
I'm sorry,
to
everybody
Leo.
Walked over each other.
Yeah, just let me get over to Leo. Leo, how you doing this evening, buddy?
Doing good. How's everybody?
We're doing well, Leo. So, you know, Jimmy here had this encounter. What kind of questions you got for him?
Hey, did you see any facial features at all, or you couldn't see anything?
No, I did not. Actually, when I looked over, when I was climbing down and seeing him, he was actually already getting up, I think, to the left away from me. So I got to see his, you know, more of his side and his back. And he was fast. He moved fast. And it's amazing because I don't remember really hearing him run away at first, you know. Huh. And I only 50 feet from me, if even that, you know. And then when I did hear him, I only heard him for a few steps, you know, and then it's like he just disappeared.
Mm.
A lot of leaf litter down by you?
What's that?
Go ahead, Leo.
No, I was saying, did he make any grunts or anything like that when he ran off? Did he make any other sounds?
No sound at all. I think I made more of the noise running in the house, grabbing my flashlight and the gun. And not that I wasn't evil. I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Yeah. I didn't understand why all this is happening. You know, I have enough trouble of all my life being involved with paranormal, trying to prove to people what I see is real, and then this happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm trying to put a series together on people like me that are on people, you know, and now we're actually going to put something a little different together because of this situation that happened. And I just learned, like, recently that Pennsylvania is really known for a lot of strange things. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. You know, so I'm going to take you back a little bit into the story here, Jimmy. You know, I'm just pondering everything. So what do you think is drawing the creature towards your property, number one? And number two, do you think that this might have been the male of the group with the juveniles you saw, what was it, a week prior?
Oh, yeah, because he was huge. He was huge. But and there's another thing. I found out also that my landlord, which I didn't hear from him, I heard from his daughter, had an encounter with a juvenile that looked like what I now learned that looks like orangutan.
Looks like what?
Looks like a orangutan. It was a orangutan color and about the size of the thing, maybe a little bigger. And it
attacked
his
dog. Right.
Yeah, attacked his dog. I did talk to him about it later. Yes, it happened. He really didn't get a good look at it. And I was mad because he was full fall out of the place. And I was like, he didn't grab no hair.
Yeah.
But they can't live up here in Pennsylvania. They would die.
I would think they could. Yeah, I would think so. You know?
Yeah, they would die. It's too.
What kind of, do you have any fruit trees on your property? Any kind of things you got gardens you grow in? I'm trying to figure out what's bringing the creatures into your area.
No. If you go on, put my address in Google, to actually see it, I have a big pond. I do have a big pond. And,
water source.
That's land.
Is it a stock pond?
Yeah, we got fish in there, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like where you're going, Doyle.
That's where I'd be going if I was hungry.
Well, we have a lot of deer. We have a lot of turkey. And I'm talking abundance of it. We can go out almost every day. Every day.
Oh, no. Awesome. I had the same thing happen at the Bird Branch Rock Quarry here this past week. We had 7 turkey resting in a tree, and a witness saw a Bigfoot jump and grab 5 in one leap. And tuck them in like a football and run off with them. Awesome. See, that turkey thing is killing me because I can't believe that. And I mean, I'm having a hard time believing they grabbed 5 in one leap, but that go.
Right. Well, they're fast. I seen a video yesterday or the day before of up in Canada, a construction worker got, or a bunch of them actually got, it was foggy. But when they did some enhancement, this thing threw a 30-foot tree, or, you know, a part of a tree, 30 foot, with one hand.
Uh-huh.
So they are very, very, very stout, very strong, very, very smart.
Sure they are. They're creatures that have been on this planet much longer than we have, and they want nothing to do with us. But I'm just, it was sitting looking through your window. I wonder, were you guys cooking dinner, or what? Was the light on to where it drew it to it? I'm just trying to figure out the mentality of this creature.
Yeah, the light's on in there. And like I said, now I am in normal. So I do research in here sometimes. And so I'll set my cameras up and I do some communication and I get a lot, you know. I'm true person to who I am and I got proof of it. And so where the window is, he can actually see me through another little doorway where I've been here at. So, yeah, you definitely could see us very well.
Wow.
I can send you some pictures, but I also got the recorder sound of them, too, and that's what really got me, you know. I couldn't believe I caught that. And the one, though, when we were watching the fight, now, I did not record that because we were, like, in the middle of watching the fight, but... It was loud.
This is awesome. Yeah. Leo's your mouth watering.
Let me get a glass of water real quick before I say anything.
I'm thinking Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, we got Ron up there in Pennsylvania. What do you think going on, Ron?
I don't know. Anything's possible.
When was the last time you had some activity up by you where you're at?
It's been a few years. And that was just out west of me, just in Potter County. It's the second county over from Bradford.
So yep. 5 hours. You know, I mean, the 5 hours isn't much of a distance for this creature to move, you know.
No.
You know, they're taking 3.
Whereabouts in Harrisburg? That guy's seen him, you know. Harrisburg covers a big area. I like long route.
Harrisburg is a little north of us. Harrisburg is like 10 minutes from me here. I'm actually in a little town called Lewisberry, which is right outside of Harrisburg.
Lewisberry?
Okay. Yeah, it's right outside of Harrisburg. I'm about an hour from Maryland line. If you take 83, right off of 83. We're off of 83.
All right. Is that Adams County, then?
We're your township at your county actually. Yeah.
All right.
It's a small world. It's a small world, especially for the Bigfoot community, I'm telling you, man. Oh my goodness. Hey, we gotta do a little break here. Marco, let's pay some bills. We'll come on back and if Jimmy can spend a few more minutes, we'll keep him on. Otherwise, we'll move on to the rest of us, and we'll chat some more Bigfoot.
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back.
There you go. Yeah, folks, don't forget that brutal Bigfoot.
Young blood on as well.
Mutilation. What's that, Marco?
Young blood is on tonight as well.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. So, folks, don't forget, get over to Amazon, get over to searchingforbigfoot.com, check out our new movie, Brutal Bigfoot, Mutations and Mutilations. We spent about a year out in the woods making this one. It's more of a movie B-type documentary story where we're talking about the radiation from the reactors down in Arkansas and our version of the what springs was that? I can't think about it. Forget how that was. Bring Youngblood on. He'll remember where that's at.
Hey, guys. Youngblood, hey, buddy.
What was the name of that springs we filmed at down in Oklahoma?
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Mr. Memory.
I can't remember. It's my mind.
I lost it, too. I lost it all. But radioactivity from the reactor in Strickler, Arkansas. And
you're talking about C4?
That was C4, but that's not the springs. Forget it. I'll come up with another time. But I wanted to ask Jimmy real quick before we let him go. So Jimmy, now that you've kind of woke up to the world of Bigfoot, what's your wife think?
Well, she, you know, believe anything possible, and she heard the growl herself, so, you know, she's one of them that they got to prove to her something is happening, you know, especially like with me with the paranormal, you know, and like I said, you know, all my life I'm trying to prove to people that paranormal is true, you know, and that when we die it's not just the end, and what I see and hear is true, and then this happened.
Right.
So I just changed my whole thing up because I was trying to put a series together. And so now I changed it, and I call it Pennsylvania Paranormal and the Unknown. You know, Bigfoot, ghosts, and other strange creatures that live among us. You know, all
so you're a true para-footer.
Yeah, you got it.
And, you there know, you go.
I'll tell you what scared me is that I heard that there's a lot of people out there that do what you do that do not believe in the paranormal and Bigfoot together, because I was seeing some things online where they're saying they go together sometimes. So I was really scared to talk to anybody about this. I really was. I didn't know what people would think. Like I said, you know, the man sees ghosts and I see Bigfoot. What the heck?
Right.
You know?
People, oh, my God. He must be crazy. Well, I told you the story about when we were out looking for Bigfoot and we had those women behind us talking, coming through the woods. We thought they were moving, but and they turned out to be these nurses that were murdered out in the Paris, Texas area years before, like in the 50s, you know. So, I mean, for me to say that there's no such thing as ghosts would be like calling the kettle black, you know. I hunt Bigfoot.
That's right.
People don't believe it. Yeah. Brown Springs, folks. It was Brown Springs, Oklahoma. Sorry, I didn't pop that in there. Funny how our old brains work. You know, Jimmy, I wanted to just thank you very much for coming on this evening, sharing your story with us and all the people around the world here on the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. You know, it's good, credible sightings, and you're definitely credible. You know, are hard to come by nowadays because the creatures aren't being looked for as much as they used to be, and they're being looked for more online than out in the woods. That was from last week. But you know, I want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. You know, I appreciate it. And heck, we're going to get up that direction. We're going to come out and see you and Ron, and we'll have to put you on our list. We'll have to do some investigating, and we'll figure this out together, buddy.
That sounds good, because I really like to know what's going on. And you did say one thing to me real quick, that in the wintertime or in the summer, springtime, you said to travel north, you think? Or
From Memorial Day to Labor Day? Wait a minute. From Labor Day to Memorial Day, right. You've got some of them that are going north when it's getting cold and some of the stronger ones going south. And I think they're actually still – they're hunter-gatherings for the older groups and bringing them back up to where, you know, the older ones that can't move down. You know, or they could be
right.
Ones that are birthing. I you know, it's all theory and conjecture, but it's my theory, you know. And I've been out in the woods with my boys long enough to, you know the routes and where they're going to be and when they're coming.
Right.
But, you know, they're hunter-gatherers. They have to move to eat, you know. And some of the older ones are going to sit back while the younger ones move more south and pick them up. But you watch here this weekend. I guarantee it this weekend with Labor Day, Memorial. Wait a minute. What is this? Labor Day coming up? No, Memorial Day, right? Yes.
Labor Day?
Labor Day. Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Right? Yeah, Labor Day is coming up. We're gonna the sightings are going to pick up for, you know, weeks before, weeks after, because that's when they start shutting down and the smaller groups will, you know, do some more gathering and moving north. To answer your question.
Let me ask you one other question. I was told that they know what cameras are, that you can't really film them. Is that true?
You know, I don't know that for a fact. I do know this, okay, that game cameras, you know, they've got an IR light on them, and they've also have an extreme low frequency hum. I believe that these creatures, like dogs that can see at night, can see this infrared. So they stay away from it. They know that it's over there. They hear. They can. If you've ever looked through night vision and put a IR light out there, it lights up the area. So it's like you know, seeing with no problem. I don't think you're going to ever see one unless they want you to. And plus the extreme low frequency hum, I think bothers their ears and their hearing, so they stay away from it. I've found cameras that have been beat off the trees. You know, you'll have some fur in front of the camera. You don't know what that is. You know, I can't say it was a Bigfoot, but, you know, the way I set my cameras up, it's either a human, okay, but usually they steal the cameras, okay? They don't just leave them there, you know, and be found on the ground, busted up, you know? I've seen a bear destroy a camera, but a regular camera, you know, we've got Bigfoot Lives 1, we've got a camera that was out in the woods. We've got a creature coming up an embankment out of a creek. I honestly believe that these creatures don't want to be seen or found. If you have the opportunity to have an encounter with one, you were either chosen or it was happenstance.
kind of like you.
And, you know, I forgot about this, but one, it happened twice the same week. I had a horrible smell in my living room here, okay? And it used to be a like a sunroom. It's got all these windows here. And
right.
I was joking around because I was filming, and I said, okay, you know, you first want to come around here, you got to take a shower. This happened twice. And so then, actually, as I was reading about it, I learned that they actually have a very bad smell. And I wonder if my windows then also.
You know, I've heard from my dad and from other people about the smell. I've never really smelled one that I could say that's a big one. It's not a skunk. It's not a dead animal. You know, it could have been anything. Sure, something that's living out in the woods, that's, you know, bug infested, hasn't bathed, is going to have a smell.
Wow.
A lot of people are going to tell you the smell came first, then the creature came. But myself personally, I've never had the smell. So, you know, I can't really answer that for you, buddy. But it's
right.
very possible. I mean, it's logically, if you think through it, you know, if it's living in, you know, the clandestine, nasty areas of the woods and the swamps, it's going to smell. Just like a pig would. I, you know, I've smelt the pig, and they're horrible, you know.
Well, I apologize for having so many questions, but I just, I you know, when this happened to you like this,
yeah.
and so many encounters as I had, you know, you want to know what the heck's going on or why they're coming to
sure.
you, why it's happening, you know.
Right. That's what we're here for. That's why between everybody on this phone call, I'm sure there's 250 years of experience, you know, out in the woods hunting Bigfoot, looking for the creature. And if I can't answer it, somebody here can, guaranteed. And we're here, you know, for you whenever you want. You've got my personal number, so, you know, you can call me anytime if you got questions. I would think that you probably might want to start baiting your area, you know, and you can get with me offline about that, how we do it, because ours is, our way
okay.
is a pretty much guaranteed way to know that it was a creature, nothing else.
Okay, okay. That sounds good. I got a couple other questions I need to ask you at no time anyway, so that'd be great. That'd be really great.
We got time right now if you've got a couple more. We got about 6 minutes.
I was worried. I, you know, being in the country, we like to shoot guns around him. And
right.
he still came around with the gun activity here. And when
well,
I went and looked for him that night, when I seen him and I had my gun and flashlight, I don't know if he seen me with the gun or not. But I was
right.
like, just worried that I hoped to think, or whatever it was, didn't think that I was going to try to hurt it, you know.
Well, you know, there's two sides of that coin out there, the way it is. There are people that believe that if you're carrying a gun, these creatures know you're carrying it. They see it. They know it's a weapon. I mean, there's some intelligence here. They've been around for thousands of years. They've eluded man.
Right.
So, okay, I can go with that, okay? But then there's also people, I mean, there was somebody that once told me that they could smell the gunpowder in a bullet, and I was like, that's a little stretch for me, you know. When I go in the woods, me and my boys, we carry guns, you know, and guess what? We're going to protect ourselves, you know. And the time that I...
Tell him why, Tommy. Tell him why.
Oh, because there's things out there that want to kill you more than you can think you can.
Right, right.
Somebody's getting some feedback here.
Yeah.
Mark will start meeting folks besides Jimmy so we can get this out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I got it. Who are we talking to right now, direct? Jimmy?
We're talking to Jimmy.
Hey, pull out and all.
Yeah, I got TV on right there.
Someone's got a TV going, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop now.
Okay, sorry about that, Jimmy. So,
oh, no, that's fine.
You know, when I saw the creature, you know, I had a gun in my hand. A lot of us had guns
yeah.
in our hands. So, you know, I think it all depends on going on with the way the creature feels comfortable, you know. That's pretty much the way that is. You know, I mean,
well,
frankly, if
tall, you know,
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
I mean, heck, something that big of a size looking down on one of us, you know, I think if it had some intelligence, it would think, okay, yeah, you know, I'm gonna, it's gonna have something. But there's a good reason that they're smart enough to maybe they won't pop around because they do see the ammunition. I mean the guns. So, you know,
right.
You know, a picture's worth not much these days. They need a body now. You know, you can get a body, then you know you're pretty much gonna. You know, write your own ticket. That's the way it's going to work nowadays with the preacher. And there are people out there that say live and let live. I mean, heck, you know, I don't know. If we want this thing protected, one's going to have to take it for their team so that we can prove it, get it protected, get, you know, the federal government involved. And just like the wooded speckled owl up in Oregon, you know, because it didn't exist until one was dead, you know. So, but
hey,
that's pretty much the...
Well, you haven't had anything. You said something about an owl. There's no relation with owls and Bigfoot, is there?
Some people think the whoops they make are, you know, certain owls, but the pitch is just off. You know, I mean, I've thrown it into our audio equipment, and it's close, but it's not. But who's to say these creatures don't mimic other creatures?
Well, I only brought this up when you said that's because we have this humongous owl here. He actually just killed a, not a falcon, but a hawk the other night, actually right here at our house. But he flew by me about a month ago when we came home. It was at nighttime. His wing actually just barely clipped my shirt. He landed on the ground about 20 feet from us and stares at me, you know. Actually, a little longer than a month, because it's kind of around the same time all this stuff was happening. There's a lot of weird crap, man. So,
hey, you know, when you live out in the woods and there's areas that you know life can habitate and move through, it's, you know, you're gonna run into things. You know, people out in the city have no clue. They have no clue. You know, you could see a mountain lion on your property. People tell you you're a liar. You know. There's no such thing as mountain lions anymore up here. Oh, yeah. I guess it must have been a little kitty cat I saw, you know. Oh, my goodness. Where's the time going? Jimmy, you know, you got my number. We can talk offline, and I can put you in contact with people in Pennsylvania if anything else is happening besides if you can't get a hold of me. But, folks, it's that time again. I want to say thanks to all our guests. Jimmy up and sharing his story in Pennsylvania. We had Ron up in Pennsylvania. We had our crew, Doyle Halker from Kentucky. We had Leo from North Carolina. And all the other folks that we couldn't get to, we'll probably have to get to them next week, Marco. But, guys, I want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. Keep watching. Remember, Bigfoot Live Radio, every Wednesday night. Be here or don't. Miss Calabas, we'll see you next week.
Good night,
God
everybody.
Bless and see y'all next week.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Thank you.
Folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live Radio Show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. We're all together.